Okay, we've started. It's Thursday, June 11th.
Call meeting order. We have attendance.
It's 6:06.
Okay, we have attendance.
Yes.
Any changes or additions to the agenda?
I do not have any.
I will take a motion to approve the minutes from May 28th.
I'll make a motion.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Public comment.
That would be me.
Planning Commission Chair to propose town plan.
So, we have a draft town plan.
One for each of you guys.
And I just distributed it to the members of the Planning Commission at the previous meeting. They're gonna look at it and give me some comments. And we have a process to go through that will get it approved later this year. The body that approves it is the Select Board. The Planning Commission has no authority to approve it. We can give you the version that is the result of our hearing and that we think is the best work we have, and then you look at it, you have a hearing, and then you approve it. Does everyone have?
Yes, yes, they just got it.
These dates here are a process to have it approved at your meeting on after a hearing. Let me say that differently. These dates have a hearing at 5:00 on the 8th. If that hearing goes well, you could pass it at 6. There are dates that precede it. Many of them have to be accomplished by the Planning Commission, which we'll do. I just want to, we approved the schedule at our meeting. I wanted to offer it to the Select Board so that you could adopt it, and we will stick to it.
What is the difference between a substantial change and a minor revision?
A minor revision is a correction. It is something that is not important policy.
So substantial change would be like changing like a policy or direction?
It would be. It would be something that might cause the public to go, what? Mm-hmm.
And is there a lot of changes from the, because we had a previous town plan, right?
We did.
Yeah.
And I would say the topography of the state has changed. I'll say this quickly. The town plan, which used to be a vision of what a town sees for itself, is now an enforcement mechanism for state policy. Much of the language in the plan is mandated by the state. And then within those constraints, you try to express what it is that your town values. And I think you'll see that this version does that to some degree. That's the state of affairs between this and the last version. So you'll see an energy section that's very long and has statutory language in it because it's required. You'll see a housing section which has housing goals, which are statutorily demanded. You will see frequently things that you might say, well, I don't know if we can do that. Because without those in the plan, it doesn't get approved. Now, I've tried to moderate.
By who?
It goes from the Select Board up to the Regional Planning Commission, NVDA, and they approve it. They give it final approval. But above them is this new Land Use Review Board, the one that Act 181 created. And they have more or less absolute authority over the regional planning commissions now.
So I'm not a huge fan of anything that we don't have control of. So.
Well,
I'll see. I don't know if there's an easy answer to this question, right? So what is there? I haven't read the whole plan. I'm probably going to have to. How many pages is it?
50. But let me say this.
What
this has been drafted
yeah.
with sensibility that I think you will agree with.
Right, but now we're looking at a schedule for passes, right?
Right.
That you're looking for approval, and so I looked at, like, data, so I'm looking at, like, October 8th, like, that's the day it's going to pass, and so I got, by then I got to know what is in it that's changing from right now and mandated or not, right? And so I got to figure that out, and we all do.
I'll be glad to.
What are the huge, I mean, I guess, what are the, like, the, what are the things that you think are, like, the huge changes, what mandated or not, right? Like, I guess that we should be focused on.
The largest change is land use. And the next largest change is energy. The next largest change is housing and flood resilience. The other elements are not as important to the state right now.
Yeah.
Those four elements are enmeshed in mandatory policy. There is nothing in here that I'm aware of that's going to cost us any money. No one has committed in this plan to any further spending. There's no zoning. There is nothing that puts the town at risk. It may not be the same vision that we would arrive at independently on our own, but it's, I think you'll see woven in every page is an expression of what this town is like, what the people in this town are like, and what they, how they want to live. I'll say no more than that. And if it doesn't come out that way, I'd like to hear about it. I think you'll find it a quick read. You'll see repetition because of themes.
So the schedule is just, you guys, the Planning Commission works through most of the schedule right here.
And, yep.
And then, so the Select Board doesn't really hold many meetings until right at the end. Select Board public hearing, right? In public. Is that correct?
Yep. And in the past two plans, the first one and the second one, the Select Board approved the final version the same night they held their hearing.
Yep.
So that's not unusual, but we'll just have to see what public interest exists in this.
Yep. Yeah. Do you guys need a motion to adopt the schedule? Is that what we're looking for?
Can board members do, if it's able to happen that October 8th Thursday, can you do the hearing at 5 before the meeting?
Sure.
Sure. It's a little ways out.
It's a little bit.
Yeah.
Let me see. Well, October 8th. It'll be all right. Send us an email. You know, like, we ought to start using Teams because you can, like, lock out the calendar day. And then you can't, you know what I mean?
Right, and the you know, the Planning Commission hearing and meeting will be on the Tuesday, September 8th. The Select Board has a meeting on Thursday. I mean, even then, and that's when we have to sort of decide about the notification. Yep. If it needed to get shifted by a meeting, that would work too, probably. But
I mean, okay. This is all subject to the not having crowds of people demanding changes.
Yep.
Right.
And if we do, then we'll...
And if we do, we do.
Okay, so, but you are looking for a motion to adopt the schedule, basically, right? Okay, I'll make a motion to adopt the Planning Commission 2026 Town Plan Adoption Process Schedule.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you, and I look forward to any comments you may have.
Yeah, I can get copies to everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, so this here, is this public comment or no?
Yes, yeah, it just came in this afternoon.
Okay, I can, what's connotations, just before?
Connotations, but...
Did I read it?
Feelings and meanings associated, I guess she has some bad associations with the, I don't know.
are they asking to rename the road, is that what they're asking for?
Yes.
What's the name of the road right now?
Mount Bess.
What are they already named?
Mount Bless.
So,
Where did I miss that?
So it's right here. Yeah, it's a request for an L.
Yeah.
There it is.
So, and she did call the office. I said, I did not know, since it had never come up in my tenure, this board, we don't know what the considerations are. So she was welcome to bring it up. And
okay. So,
I do know that it would, I mean, there aren't many people on that road. There aren't many houses, but the 911 system, the utilities, define accounts. It's you know, I don't think it's a small thing, but
yeah. All right.
What are the negative connotations?
But you're not gonna hang out with us?
My dog, for him.
We should start bringing dogs today to the town meeting. My dog doesn't behave well, but
well, sometimes Cooper behaves well.
Sometimes
it doesn't.
Take care
and thank you.
All right, thank you.
Have a good night.
That brings us to the road report, Mr. Hastings.
Justin's down in the pit removing trees. He's doing really good on that. Echo Lake project has come along pretty good. We're ditched all the way up to the Morgan line, and we're all the way to Barney Pebble with gravel as of right now.
I took a ride through there today. It looks really good. The way it crowns off and no shoulder downs are up, and like there was the main area we were focused on, but you've gone like all the way through there, like all the way to the end of the East Echo Lake Road there. Mm-hmm. And then you're headed back through. Yeah, no, it looks good. But
86 loads of gravel so far.
So there's a pretty good cost to this project.
Yeah. But that's also,
it should sustain for a long time.
It should. And it's also fixing segments that were not up to standard.
Did you have any damage from the storm last night? I got an inch and a half of rain in like half an hour.
So last night we had some water scouring on Westmore Mountain Road. And I sent a grader up there this morning to address the situation.
And did the grader by any chance turn around in a resident's driveway?
I asked my grader operator today and he said yes, he did.
Okay, well, Scott Salsa texted me and didn't want us to use his driveway anymore for town work, so let's just tell the town crew not to use his road. So is there a place you can turn out the top? It's unfortunate, you know. I mean, like, we sent the grader up there to fix a little bit of storm damage and in the middle of a time when we're, you know, working on town stuff, but it's fine. Don't turn around there.
Okay.
Go to the top of the hill. So just make sure everybody's aware of it.
Okay.
How much longer are you going to be over there on that project on Echo Lake?
On East Echo, we're probably looking at another week.
Anything else?
Nope.
Anybody got anything to wind up?
Nope.
What about, did you ever check that out? No?
No.
Oh, that's okay. Right, the culvert?
There is a culvert. And just below Jordan, it's the second house, third house below the Jordan Road, right in the bottom of it before you get to the walking path for Stewardship Center, where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, there's a 2-foot culvert over there and it takes a lot of water. That culvert is bad. The people who own the house there added onto the culvert. And now they've got this beautiful stone wall, which I brought Timmy over. I called Timmy up and I'm like, hey, what do you want to do about this? And yeah, we got to figure out what we're going to do.
Culvert's coming out of the bottom of the nice wall that they've built.
And I'll be honest with you, I don't think the town's got excavator enough to pull the stones out that they put in there.
Oh, so they built like a stone wall around the culvert.
The culvert's probably, 100 feet long?
That's got to be at least.
Oh.
Yeah, they added to the 40 feet, they added another probably 50 feet, 60 feet.
We're probably going to have to contact the property owner, I'm thinking, but can you talk to Would Eric Pope be a good one to give us some direction on, like, I mean, maybe if the culvert needs to be replaced and it's okay for them to add on to it, then maybe they got a cost here that they got to take.
There again, we can up just a little bit, put one in.
We have to take out a couple trees.
A couple trees got to be removed.
Two big pines.
And what, move the culvert then?
And just up, I mean, not far either. It's just a little bit.
I mean, we could get away with that. And I'll be honest with you, I'd like to upsize that culvert to a 30.
And it, what? And then it wouldn't go through the stone wall?
Right. The wall's like right here, and then the culvert comes out. It'll be just up above it a little bit.
We all know we can't maintain a culvert that long anyway.
No, you can't. It'll freeze up at the end.
Right, you can't maintain them when they're that long. You just can't do it.
See if you can reach out to Eric and see what the direction is. I mean, it's probably not the first time somebody's added onto a culvert or put a stone wall around it that needed to be replaced.
The stone wall's been in there for quite a long time, looks like.
Yeah, it's the worst part of it is it's pretty nice.
Oh, it's
yeah. I was kind of hoping to catch you today when you went around that hole.
Yeah, well, I was trying to see where it was, but I didn't. But, okay.
What about the other spot?
Well, that's another thing. I mean, it's
by where the guy had built up his driveway there, like just below it. It's, I mean, there's a bunch of stumps with a mound.
So
if we would take it out, the water would come off there better.
On which side of the road? The lakeside?
Lakeside, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's going to come out. It isn't in the right of the road. It's not a tree, right?
No, there's no trees.
No, but it's what you said that we were going to all go up and take a look at here one of these days.
In a project.
Looks like we got to go back and look at the couple. You missed the last site visit.
In a project. See what the problem
it,
is.
It really is nothing bad.
It's nothing bad.
What's that?
Did it go bad?
No, it actually went well. Actually, Wendell said he's had some good comments from some people over there that
had some good feedback on it.
I haven't got any calls or anything on it. I mean, I think everybody realizes that the work needs to be done and that you're being respectful about it. So
I mean, we ripped half of Tom's flower garden out, and you heard Tom just now, right?
Yeah, he seemed to think it was...
He was pretty happy, right?
Yeah, no, and the guy below, the one at the low point of the road, I see he redid his whole lawn and then graded it all.
I see there was...
Yeah, that's Royce's house.
Yeah, well, that's where the lot of the impact was happening, and they had a lot of major rain through the low point of the lowest point of that whole little thing there.
Yeah.
So hopefully it'll be better.
There's a couple small spots to check out over there.
So I guess we're gonna pick a time. When do you need to know by?
It's whatever's good for you guys. We can make it work. I mean, I can go back there. It ain't a lot of work. It's a matter of going back there and spending. I mean, the most work here is changing the culvert.
All right, see what Eric says about the action there. It's probably to start with the resident and work through it with them or whatever, but okay. Anything else?
Nothing.
All right. Old business discussion of pit survey results and a budding property parcel. Everything is just all for executive session, this discussion. There's nothing else that you had, right, Colleen? I'd look for a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
All in favor?
All right. It's 6:24. Let me pause this. All right. Resumed recording at 6:34.
All right. No action was taken. Solar array repair complete. Everything's working there?
Yes. Came in a little under budget, and I did hear your request about some cost analysis, so I'm going to be putting that together for kind of the end of the year.
Maybe just have it on a spreadsheet to track it over the next couple years or whatever. Yeah. You know, you can do the tabs on the bottom of the spreadsheet where you got 24, 25, and we can pull it up, put it on a big screen.
Good, what's
the story? I think it's been working, though. I mean, I think it's been great. Because I think what's happening right now that we know of, right, is nobody's electrical bill increased, right? It stayed at their, when we put the array in, everybody continued to pay their bill.
Right.
That's been good. Okay, any other old business? None. New business, approved town plan hearing and adoption schedule. We already did that, I guess, a little bit out of sequence up in public comment. So we're good there? Correct? You got anything you need there, Tommy?
Yes.
Discuss general town attorney needs. This is on there because we don't have an attorney, and it would be beneficial to have one, just so that. If you don't have one, calling one, you have to figure, you have to make a, you know, you gotta make the connection with the attorney, set everything up once you're set up.
If something arises, it'd be nice to have somebody.
Like, so, but we've been researching a couple, like Colleen's got one we're gonna reach out to see if they can come in to a meeting and we can discuss if we want to use them or not.
Yeah. Do you want me to see if he can attend the next?
Yep.
And I can get him some info ahead of time?
Yep.
Okay.
The next meeting would be the 25th. Okay. Any other new business?
Nope.
Approve the bills and orders, announcements, information, BCA meeting and hearing Tuesday, June 23rd.
I should be here for that meeting on the 23rd.
Okay.
But if anything changes, I'll let you know.
Do you have the quorum you need?
I think we do. And I can I just reach out if, yeah. if yeah. we yeah. do not? Yeah.
Just call in first. No, I'm just kidding. No, you can reach out.
What did you just say?
Nothing. No, it's yeah. No, yeah. I think I'm gonna be around, especially because it's 2 days before the next meeting. So. Yeah.
And I think I had just another.
Next meeting June 25th.
I just had another announcement. I'm just saying it so that it'll be in the minutes, and maybe if you hear comments about it, you can let people know VEC is using drones to inspect lines over the summer, June and July. So it's going to be happening, just so people aren't worried. It'd be good for them to know.
Was this here for something?
That was just to let you know that the League of Cities and Towns has model trail ordinances now. If it ever came up, the town has a policy.
Yeah, yeah.
If it ever came up to have something more enforceable,
there's
yeah, or you know,
I'll read it over.
If motorized was an issue, it's just to let you know that it's there. There's no issues that have come up.
Okay.
That's it.
Anybody got anything else for this meeting?
Okay.
I have nothing. I will accept the motion.
Okay, there's all the bills.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll give those to you.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So adjourn at 6:30.
I promise we'll be back by 7.
All right.